Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Psalm chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more. What a powerful picture of one of the multitudes of reasons for which we praise God. We praise God for His might, His power, His sovereignty, His omniscience, He's all-knowing. For His holiness, there is no one like Him. We could list attribute after attribute after attribute in all the different ways He displays those attributes. We have so many reasons to praise God. And at the end of Psalm 10, verse 17, we see this reason. The one who is sovereign with all power, who is holy above all, who is omniscient and omnipotent, He hears the desire of the afflicted. Are you afflicted? Are you hurting? He hears your cry. He strengthens your heart. He inclines His ear to do justice. He's not just a God of justice distant from us. He's a God who hears our cries for justice, and He inclines His ear to us. He hears our cries, and He does it. He does justice for the fatherless and the oppressed. What a picture that the sovereign, almighty, all-powerful, all-holy God of the universe inclines His ear to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that, verse 18 says, man who is of the earth may strike terror no more. In other words, because God hears the desires of the afflicted, strengthens their heart, inclines His ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, we can know that evil and injustice in this world will not have the last word. And this all drives us to pray, to praise God. God, we praise You for hearing the desire of the afflicted. God, I pray for those who are struggling right now in many different ways as they are calling out to You, crying out to You. We praise You that their words do not fall on deaf ears, that our words don't fall on deaf ears. With You, the almighty, all-sovereign, all-holy God of the universe, You hear us, and You strengthen our hearts. God, I pray, we pray together that You would strengthen our hearts amidst suffering and injustice in this world. And God, we pray on behalf of the fatherless and the oppressed. Around us, around the world, God, I'm driven to pray for my child who we're in the process of adopting. God, we pray that You would make a way for us to go to him. God, I pray for many other children like him. God, I pray for the fatherless. We pray for millions of orphans around the world, that they would know that You are the Father to the fatherless, and that You love them. You would strengthen their hearts. You would incline Your ear to them, we pray. We pray the same for all who are oppressed, all who are held down in any and every way by injustice. God, we pray that You would strengthen their hearts and hear their cries and work on their behalf. God, we pray for Your justice to reign. God, we pray for Your justice to reign. God, we pray for injustice to end. God, we pray that You would help us as Your people to do justice. To do justice for the fatherless and the oppressed, to love mercy. And God, we look forward to the day when injustice will be no more, evil will be no more, oppression will be no more. God, bring that day about, we pray,
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May your kingdom come. Lord Jesus, come. Bring your kingdom. A new heaven and a new earth here. Until that day, help us to hold fast to you when we are afflicted, and in intercession for those who are afflicted, knowing that you strengthen our hearts, knowing that you incline your ear toward us, and you incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed. We love you, Lord. We praise you in your power, your sovereignty, for your mercy in all these ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.